我们看这个课表，从早上七点到晚上十点。
Yeah, according to the timetable, we start 7 a.m. and finish it at 10 p.m.
看起来好像比非洲还紧啊。
It seems that it is even the schedule is tighter than that of Africa.
2008年五月，被派到肯尼亚，他们有一个工人训练，是早上七点到晚上七点。
In May of 2008, I was in Kenya for workers' seminar, and their schedule was 7 a.m. till 7 p.m.
这里是到十点。
And but here we finish at 10 p.m.
不过这个教会的训练有一个很大的不同，就是如果有神的同在你就不会觉得很辛苦。
In actual fact, for the trainings in the church, the main thing is if God is with us, we will never feel tired.
好像祷告也是一样。
Just as we pray,
有体会到这个滋味啊，祷告也是一种享受。
If we have tasted the goodness of prayer, then in actual fact, prayers can be an enjoyment as well.
如果没有那个体会哦，祷告一个钟头等于罚跪一个钟头。
If we have that experience, then when we pray for an hour, it's just like we have been punished to kneel down for an hour.
以前在美国教会曾经试着成人的神训班。
In the past, in USGA, we have adults theological training.
一个礼拜
for 1 week.
第一次办大概四年前。
The first time it was held was about 4 years ago.
二十几个。
More than 20 attended.
那里面这个福利不错了，所以福利就是65岁以上可以睡午觉。
The benefits for that class is actually not bad. That means that you know, for those who are age 65 and over, they have the benefit of having a nap in the afternoon.
60岁以上都要考试。
Those who age 60s will be exempted from exams.
但是到第二次就40-50个。
For the second year, we have more than 50.
到第三次就有60-70个。
For the third year, then we have over 60-70 people attending.
到最近一次有100个。
Recently, we have over 100.
其实也是很辛苦。
In actual fact, it's quite a hard schedule. It's quite a difficult schedule.
但是大家有进到那个灵里面去体会那种满足。
But people can enter into the spirit be content and feel the enjoyment.
所以就很多人来参加，越来越多。
So, more and more people wanted to attend.
所以这是一种另外一种享受。
So this is an alternative type of enjoyment.
这也可以说我们在查考这个约书亚记里面那个攻克迦南。
This is
like 那一块牛奶与蜜之地。
Like when we study in the book of Joshua, we can conquer the land of Canaan to inherit the land flowing with milk and honey.
那一块牛奶与蜜之地其实就是在我们内心。
In actual fact, that piece of land flowing with milk and honey actually is within our heart.
有神同在，那一种平安跟喜乐。
With the presence of God, we can experience joy and peace.
所以如果你回去，人问你说上一个礼拜去哪里？
Upon your return, if people ask where have you been for the last week?
付了飞机票到伦敦去参加一个礼拜的训练。
I paid my airfare, went to London and attended 1 full week of seminar.
我想没有信仰的人一定很难了解。
Those who are without faith, those who are without religion, would be very difficult for them to comprehend.
你应该是去爬山去滑雪这个很有趣。
Maybe you should go skiing or mountain climbing or things like that. That would be more interesting.
但是如果我们真的进到灵里面，我们发现这是另外一形态的享受。
But if we are able to enter it into the spirit, then it is an alternative type of enjoyment.
那我们进了C 的第五攻克迦南。
Now we are on page 3, main point C, subpoint 5, conquering Canaan.
在第八章，约书亚重新在跟以色列百姓提醒他们所立的约。
So in chapter 8, Joshua once again renewed the covenant with the Israelites.
提醒他们所要尽的本分，神要给他们的福分。
To remind their duties, to remind the promises of God.
那到第九章。
When we reach chapter 9,
约书亚记第九章
Joshua chapter 9,
就在提到怎么把敌人打败。
It talks again how we can defeat our enemies.
他们要得到迦南地之前，要照神的吩咐，把所有的外族全部都消灭。
Before they enter Canaan, God had specifically told them that they need to destroy the people in residing in that land, living in that land.
这样才能够完全承受那一块地，而且没有后患。
So that they can completely inherit the land without future fears.
我们先来看出埃及记。
Let's go back to Exodus.
23章32节。
Exodus 23 verse 32.
出埃及记23章的32节。
Exodus 23 verse 32.
他们也不可住在你的地上，恐怕他们使你们得罪我。你们若侍奉他们的神，这神必成为你们的王国。所以这个神吩咐他们不可以妥协。
God told them specifically that they should make no compromises.
要把他们赶出去，不可以让他们住在这里。
This right should drive out all the people before them.
当然，我们要从属灵上来了解，才能够解释。
We can only explain this from a spiritual viewpoint.
在生命记第七章，我们再来看生命记。
Let's also turn to Deuteronomy chapter 7.
生命记第七章。
Deuteronomy chapter 7.
第一节。
Verse 1.
主你的神领你进要得为业之地，从你的面前赶出许多的国，就是赫人格加德人亚摩利人迦南人比利洗人西布人耶布斯人，共七国的民都比你们强大。第二节。
Verse 2.
主你们的神将他们交给你击杀，那时你要把他们灭绝净尽，不可与他们立约，也不可临续他们，也不可与他们结亲，也不可将你的女儿嫁给他们的儿子，也不可叫你的儿子娶他们的女儿。第四节。
Verse 4.
因为他必使你的儿子转离，不跟从主去侍奉别的神，以致神的怒气向你们发作，你就速速将你们灭绝。这个地方神特别吩咐他们。
And here God specifically tell the people
说这个七国的民都比你们强。
That the people of the seven nations are greater and mightier than them.
但是第二节说神已经交给你们了。
But in verse 2 says the Lord God delivers them over to you.
所以可见虽然他们比你强，但是你们可以把他们消灭。
Although they are stronger, but you are able to conquer them.
关键是因为神已经把他们交给你。
The point is because God has already delivered them to you.
那既然神交给你，你可以得胜，所以你绝对不可以妥协。
If God has already delivered to them, you will definitely conquer them, and you should make no compromise.
那你才不没有内患，你才会完全占据那一块地。
So that you can take complete control over the land without any snares to follow.
那这个到底在讲什么
？So what is this talking about?
虽然我们已经受洗
，although we have been baptized already.
已经做神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
但是我们生活中还是有七情六欲。
But in our daily life, we still have our fleshly desires.
这个就好像这个七族人。
It's just like the seven nations here.
我们的心本来是应该一块神的果。
Our heart should be the kingdom of God.
是一块牛奶与蜜之地。
It's a piece of land flowing with milk and honey.
但是我们要完全占领这块地，让神的国实现之前，我们要把所有的这个内心的这些欲望全部都把它赶出去。
But before we take utter and complete possession of the land, we must destroy, drive out all these desires, fleshly desires from us.
那个神的国那种公义、平安、喜乐才能够完全充满，而且继续维持下去。
So that the righteousness, the peace, joy of the kingdom of God can stay and maintained in our heart.
所以信仰有没有征战？当然有。
Of course, we have battles in our faith journey.
信仰的征战是内在的，也是外在的。
These battles and warfares are both external and internal.
内在的就是我们里面 里面这个恶的欲望。
Internally it refers to the fleshly desires that we have in our heart.
当然外在的就是我们面对环境的这些文化对我们负面的影响。
Of course, externally it refers to the cultural influences that it might have on us.
不同的文化有不同的影响。不同的文化有不同的。
Different cultures would bring us different influences.
但是文化好的当然我们可以接受。
Of course, some good points in culture we can accept.
但是有一些文化是会影响我们的信仰。
But there are some cultures which will affect our faith.
这个绝对不能妥协。
And this is something that we must never make a compromise.
我们在教会里面以前也听过有一些见证啊，什么大罪人悔改信主。
In the past, we have heard testimonies concerning, for example, a great sinner returning to God.
什么大流氓悔改信主。
Or great gangsters, yeah, great gangsters coming back to church.
那有时候听一听说，那这些人现在到哪里去？
And but if you ask yourself, where are these people now?
怎么没有最近都没有听到他们的见证
？How come that recently we have not heard any news concerning them?
有时候你再去回头去追一下，他们到底在哪里
？And when you look I've tried to discover where they are now.
有一些当然还在主里面的。
Of course, some are still in the Lord.
但是有一些得到很大的恩典，看很多的异象，体会很多神迹的，后来又回到。
Some may have received great visions or experienced great blessings of the Lord, but eventually they also fell and returned to their sins.
他们的见证感动很多人，造就很多人。
Their testimony benefited, moved a lot of members.
但是后来为什么又回到罪里面去呢？
But how come eventually some of them returned to their old ways?
就是这个七族的人哦，没有完全杀掉。
It's because they have not completely and utterly destroyed the seven nations.
那个心里面那个恶的欲望，你只要留下一点点，那一点点就会成为祸源。
If only you leave a little bit of your evil desires within your heart, it becomes the source of your future problems.
特别如人过去犯过的这个错误，就表示这个人有这种软弱。
Especially though for sins which people have previously committed, it indicated that they were weak in that particular area.
那现在悔改归主，神的平安喜乐充满。
Now they returned to the Lord and they were filled with the peace and joy of the Lord.
一定要非常小心，不要让那个过去那种软弱有一点点的念头。
They must be extremely cautious about it because they must not let a little bit of that kind of freshly desires remain in them.
那一点点的念头出来，可能第二次过去的时候再出现，就被杀掉了。
There's a little bit of desires when you return back to it again, you yourself will be destroyed completely.
所以这个牛奶与蜜之地，我们完全占领。这里叫不留情，完全杀掉，不可以妥协。
And so for this land flowing with milk and honey, if we are to possess it completely, then we must not spare any of the local inhabitants.
那有时候魔鬼很厉害啊。
Sometimes the devil is extremely powerful.
在美国有一个传道的见证。
We have a testimony from America from a preacher.
信主以后啊。
After he believed in Jesus.
他还没有神学已经决定录取他了，还没有开始读。开始来读神学。
He has already been accepted to study in a theological seminary, but before he started his study,
忽然间他以前的女朋友出现了。
Suddenly his old or ex-girlfriend appeared.
他已经结婚了，他以前那个女朋友出现了。
He has already married, but now the ex-girlfriend reappeared.
他打扮得很漂亮啊。
Dressed very nicely.
然后用很有感情的话跟他谈话。
Trying to speak very movingly to him.
所以这个弟兄发现，这个是一个试探。
Then this brother realized that it is a temptation for him.
那弟兄就打电话给一个工人，问说那怎么办
？And so this brother phoned another coworker and said, "What should I do next?"
那个工人跟他讲你如果把它秘密化，罪就会产生了。
So the coworker told him that if you keep it as a secret, then sin will be in you.
那你如果告诉你的太太。
But if you tell your wife,
而且告诉那个人说，我已经告诉我太太。
Or if you tell your ex-girlfriend that you have already told your husband, wife about her,
就是你来找我，我们谈什么？
If you come, what are we going to talk about?
那这个事情可能就解决了。
Then maybe you can solve the problem.
那后来那个弟兄真的就告诉他太太。
And so, eventually the brother informed his wife.
太太说好，我帮你祷告，我们一起祷告。
And so the wife said, "Okay, I will pray for you. Let's pray together."
祷告祷告，那个 女朋友本来要说要再来找他的，就不见了，没有再出现。
So they kept on praying. Although the ex-girlfriend said she would visit him again, but eventually she did not appear.
所以这个我们一个人一个得救的人哦，真的魔鬼想尽千金万去，用各种不同的方法啊，要再重新占领你的心。
So indeed, the devil will make use of more than 1,000 ways of trying to repossess your heart.
所以有时候这个魔鬼用的这个计谋哈，就是到你到出埃及记约书亚记第九章要欺骗人，就设诡计要来骗他们。
For example, the ways of the devil is just like recorded in Joshua chapter 9, how the Gibeonites they try to deceive the Israelites.
结果他们就跟他们立约了。
Then eventually, the Israelites made a covenant with the Gibeonites.
以后也变成一个祸患的来源。
And it becomes a source of their future troubles.
所以在第九章的十四节。
In chapter 9, verse 14.
以色列受的他们食物并没有求问神，这是一个关键。
And this is a main problem that they accepted some of their provisions, but they did not seek counsel of the Lord.
英文说没有。对的，就是求问神哈，就求神问说怎么办呢？
So they did not pray to God to ask what they should do next.
所以我们在这个信仰生活当中，在这个世界上，真的要非常的谨慎。
So in a faith journey, in our life on earth, we must be extra cautious.
这些迦南地的这个七族，他是敌人，不是朋友。
The seven nations of the land of Canaan are our enemies.
一点点都不能够让它留在我们心里面。
We must not spare them and allow them to remain in our heart.
要全部把它赶尽杀绝。
They must all be utterly and completely destroyed.
那你的心才有神的国完全的占领。
Then, if only then that your heart will be totally possessed by God.
所以信仰要征战。
So in our faith, we have to take battles.
征战得胜了。平安喜乐就在里面。
When we are victorious in our battles, then peace and joy will be in us.
保罗说：“我真的苦了。”
Paul said, "Woe to me."
就是没有信耶稣以前，他也想征战，但是没有办法得胜。
Before he believed in Jesus, he wanted to engage in battle, but he could not be victorious.
但是感谢神，靠着神，我就可以得胜。
But thank God that through relying on the Lord, he is more than conqueror.
所以信耶稣以后，他也有征战。
So after he believed in Jesus, he also encountered battles.
但是他得胜。
But he was able to be victorious.
所以他里面就有神的国那牛奶与蜜那一种丰盛。
So in him there flows the abundance of milk and honey.
我们来看加拉太书。
Let's look at the book of Galatians.
加拉太书。加拉太书，我们常常读这个第五章。
We often read chapter 5 of Galatians.
16节。
Verse 17.
因为情欲跟圣灵相争，圣灵跟情欲相争。这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能够做所愿意做的。
17, chapter 5, 17. For the flesh lusts against the spirit, and the spirit against the flesh. For these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things that you wish.
所以我们的内心是一个战场。
So in our heart, it is like a battlefield.
两个力量在相争。
There are two powers struggling.
一个是情欲的力量。
One is the power of the flesh.
这是一种恶的力量。
It's a evil power.
另外一个是圣灵的力量。
The other is the power of the spirit.
这是从神来的力量。
This is the power from God.
这两个是互相对敌的。
These two powers are contrary to one another.
所以这个在争战。
So this is a battle.
18节,
Verse 18.
你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。
If you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
所以被圣灵充满，我们就有力量能够克制自己的情欲。
If we are filled by the Spirit, then we have the strength to overcome our fleshly lusts.
那到最后就是22节。
At the end, it's like verse 22.
圣灵的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、仁爱、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制。有九样。
And here we see the nine kinds of the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
把情欲克制了，然后不断祷告，圣灵充满，结果子，这个就是承受迦南，牛奶与蜜。
After we have overcome our lust and with the Spirit of the Lord bearing fruit within us, then it's just like possessing the land of Canaan flowing with milk and honey.
什么是果子？
What do you mean by fruit?
果子就是要给人享受的。
Fruit is to be enjoyed by man.
也是自己享受的。
It is something that we ourselves can enjoy.
那圣灵的果子，这个结果是自然的，不是勉强的。
The fruit of the Spirit is to be born naturally, not to be forced.
所以这种生命的改变是自然的。
So the life-changing things occurs naturally.
我们想想看哈，如果我们跟一个人住在一起。
For example, if we live with another person,
他很有爱心,
he has great love,
他很喜乐,
he is very joyful,
他跟人很和睦, 而且很平安,
he is very peaceful and he lives harmoniously with others,
很有耐性,
he is very patient,
对人很有恩慈,
kind to others,
内心很良善,
very good to others,
做人很有信用,
he was trustworthy,
非常温柔,
he was very gentle,
而且很有节制,
and exercised great self-control.
跟这样的人住在一起是一种享受。
In actual fact,If you live with such a person, it will be an enjoyment.
因为他结的果子，你可以去享用。
Because you can enjoy the fruit which he bears.
那你如果把它倒过来讲
，But on the contrary,
一个人没有爱心
，If one is without love,
也没有快乐
，No joy,
跟人也不会和睦
cannot live peacefully with others,
不会忍耐
，Can have no patience,
对人也没有恩慈
，Not kind to others.
你每一样都把它用相反来想。
If you look at the negative side or the opposite side of all these things,
那跟这样的人活在一起是什么生活
？Then what kind of a life would you have if you live with such a person？
哎，那个就是人间地狱啊。
That would be just like hell on earth.
所以我们在想啊，如果我们真的经过征战啊，那个里面的恶拿掉，被圣灵充满。
So after our battle, if through the fulfilling of the Holy Spirit, we can destroy the desires within us.
这样的婚姻非常好。
And such kind of life would be very good.
两个人里面都有迦南地，恩来与密。
If it is a marriage, then it's just like everyone, both piece of land would flow with milk and honey.
这样的家庭何等的好。
And how good would that family become?
这个就是神应许给我们的。
And this is the promise of God to us.
所以信耶稣不要想到神的祝福就是讲赚大钱。
So when we believe in Jesus, don't just think that the blessing of God will just be talking about making a lot of money.
世界的成功成就，不要想到那一方面。
Don't just think about the success or your accomplishments in this world.
让你有充满着灵里面的果子。
Enabling you to filled by the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
活在地上就在天国。
Then when you live on earth, it's just like living in heaven.
这个就是恩典。
That is a grace.
这个就是丰盛。
That is abundance.
这个就是神应许给我们。
That's the promises of God to us.
大家要经历过征战。
But we have to experience battle.
所以我们的信仰应该是不断在前进。
So our faith journey must be constantly advancing.
那我们对神里面那种福分就会不断的去体验。
Then we will continuously experience the blessings of God.
因此，我们对别人的这种羡慕，不要停留在神给他一种外在物质的恩典。
So don't just envy others because God has given them physical blessings.
我们对别人一种羡慕，应该更深的一层来羡慕别人一直在追求，而且能够在生活中去体会到。神给他那种内在的丰盛。
We should take a step further and envy those people who actually are enjoying and reaping the fruit or the abundance of the fruit of the Spirit.
那他们的婚姻，他们的家庭，能够去表现神国的那一种丰富。
The marriage, the family life can actually demonstrate richness within the kingdom of God.
因为这就是迦南地的实现。
And that is the fulfilling of the land of Canaan.
我们要以这个做追求的目标。
And this should then be the goal of our pursuit.
信耶稣的好在这里。
And that's the goodness when we believe in Jesus.
所以神应许给亚伯兰那一块地是地上的。
Although God promised the piece of land on earth to Abraham,
神要给我们的福分当然也包括地上。
And of course, the blessings of God would include blessings on earth.
就是我们刚刚所谈到，我们在活着的时候，我们内在的一种丰富。
Just as we mentioned, while we are alive, we enjoy the richness of life.
当然，神给亚伯拉罕那个应许也包括天上。
Of course, the blessings of God also include that of heaven.
那是更美的家乡。
That's a better homeland.
所以我们信耶稣。所要得到还有另外的就是天国天上。
But that's why when we believe in Jesus, the things that we are going to attain belongs to heaven.
那是最好的。
That is the best.
所以不是说只是盼望到天国，我们今生什么福气都没有。
It's not just the fact that we just hope to get to heaven and we have nothing on earth.
我们在地上也是有丰富的这种 内在的恩典。
On earth, we also have the richness of inner blessings.
那到十三章，我们看约书亚记的十三章。
Let's go back to Joshua 13.
十三章开始，我们就看到他们在分地。
Joshua 13 onwards, see how the land was divided.
这个分地就是他们的任务的完成，最后目标的完成。
So this is the accomplishment of the final mission.
就是要得到神应许给亚伯拉罕那一块地。
That is there to take possession of the piece of land which God promised to Abraham.
那分完了地。
After they divided the land,
任务就完成了。
They have completed their mission.
所以我们人什么叫做得胜？
So what do you mean by victorious?
当我们一生能够克制自己，让神的国实现。
When we can take control of ourselves and enable the manifestation of the kingdom of God,
这个就是得胜。
That is victory.
那继续得胜到我们离开世界的那一刻，神把我们带到天国。
We continue to be victorious until the day God until the day we leave the world and enter the kingdom of God.
得到那看不见那一块牛奶与蜜之地。
That we take possession of the invisible land flowing with milk and honey.
这个叫做最后的得胜。
That's the final victory.
所以人生是不是得胜？
Whether life is victorious or not.
你不能够用很短暂的一个成就来定义。
We cannot define it with a momentary success.
应该是以最后他有没有达到那他所追求的目标。
It should be measured by whether one has attained a final goal or not.
这个就是我们要努力的。
This is something that we must work hard on.
所以不管我们在地上怎么生活，
regardless how we live on earth,
其实都是在演一台戏。
In actual fact, it's just like a play.
有人演乞丐，有人演国王。
Some is playing like a beggar, some is playing a king.
这个不是最重要。
That's not most important.
最重要是下台以后你在哪里。
Most important thing is after the play has finished, where will you be?
如果我们能够到那更美的家乡，
if we can enter to a better homeland,
承受那一块地，
to inherit that piece of land,
那演乞丐应该也可以接受。
Then it's acceptable that if we in the play we are just playing the role of a beggar,
像拉撒路一样，
like Lazarus.
但是如果我们没有办法得到那一块地，
but if we cannot take possession of that land,
演财主也是很可怜。
Even if we in the play we are a rich man, we are pitiable.
所以这是整个基督徒一个价值观的所在。
So this is the concept of value for a Christian.
那他们在得地十三章在得这一块地。
From chapter 13 onwards, they divide the land.
我们有一些我们可以来思考。
There are a few items worthy of our contemplation.
十四章在讲利未人没有产业。
In chapter 14 tells us that the Levites will have no land.
在其他的经卷里面有说神就是他们的产业。
In other portions of the Bible tells us that God would be their portion.
这是一个非常美丽的一句话。
It's a very beautiful saying.
神就是他们的产业。
God is their portion.
所以我们在服侍神其实神就是我们的产业。
In actual fact, when we serve God, God is our portion.
好像利未人在服侍神。
Like Levites serving the Lord.
他们有那个时间到外面去分一块地去耕种。
They don't have the time to take possession of a piece of land and to farm on it.
神就是他们的产业。
God is their possession.
所以保罗的生活，他说好像一无所有，但是样样都有。
Just like the life of Paul, he says that it seems that he had nothing, but in fact he have everything.
是贫穷却叫许多人富足。
It seems that he was poor, but he was rich.
这个就是一种体验。
So it's an experience.
所以你不要看这个传道人好像很可怜，一点都不会可怜。
So don't think that a preacher's life is very hard. It's not.
是很丰富的。
It's actually full. It's very rich.
好像一无所有，样样都有。
It seems that they have nothing, but in actual fact, they have everything.
有人问我说：“你当传道会不会后悔？”
Some says, do you regret being becoming a preacher?"
我就很奇怪，你为什么问这个问题？会不会后悔？
I'm very surprised that people ask, "Would I regret about the decision?"
什么叫做后悔？
What do you mean by regret?
后悔就是不好。
Regret means it is not good.
那你会后悔。
Then you would regret about it.
我一直感觉到说很感谢神。
And I have been thankful all along.
神能够让我有这个机会来服侍他。
God gave me this opportunity to serve him.
神就是我的产业。
God is my portion.
真的，这是在 14章里面我们可以得看到义为人的产业。
This is something that we can see from chapter 14, that is the possessions of the Levites.
好，那在14章里面还有一个人叫做加勒。
In chapter 14, also mentioned a character called Caleb.
我们看14章第10节。
Let's read 14 verse 10.
自从神对摩西说话的时候，摩西照他应许我，这存活45年。期间以色列在旷野行走，看啊，我现在85岁。85岁有没有年纪大？
Is 85 years old an old man?
85岁，我们在这边可能有人只有四分之一的年纪。
Maybe amongst us, someone is just a quarter old.
你怎么知道一个人年纪是老还是小年轻？
How do you know whether someone is old or young?
如果你怎么知道一个人老还年轻？
How do you know one is old or young?
有时候看不出来啊。
Sometimes you just cannot see.
你看他陈传道头发是黑的。
You see, for preacher Chin, he has a head full of black hairs.
精神这么好，你看不出来。
Very energetic. You cannot see how old.
有一个。
He is.
有一个现象你可以知道。
But there is one aspect which you can make a distinction.
如果一个人讲话都讲过去，他就是年老。
If someone kept on talking about the past, that means that he is quite advanced in age.
为什么？
Why?
因为年纪大人没有将来啊。
Because for an old man, he has no future.
没有将来，他只有讲过去啊。
If he has no future, he only talks about the past.
所以你如果看一个人都是讲过去，他已经年纪大。
So if someone has been talking about the past all the time, then this signifies that he is quite old.
好，那加勒85岁，他在想什么？
When Caleb was 85 years old, what was he thinking about?
当然他也在诉说神怎么带领他，这是为着感恩啊。
Of course, he recalled how God had led him. That's his thanksgiving.
但是
However,
他的生活有目标。
But he has a mission in life as well.
十二节
Verse 12.
求你将神那日应许给我这个山给我那里有亚纳族人并宽大坚固的城，你也曾经听见，或者神照他的应许与我同在，我就把他们赶出去。加勒没有老啊。
Caleb is not yet an old man.
他求耶稣要给他一块地。
He asked a piece of land from Joshua.
希伯伦。
A Hebron.
这个是一块很美好的地。
It's a very good piece of land.
他还要继续征战。
He want to continue his battle.
要把外族赶出去，承受那一块地。
He want to drive out the foreign nations and to inherit that land.
所以虽然年纪大这个世界上已经没有什么计划了，因为你已经退休了。
Although you might be advanced in age, you have retired and you might have not a great plan for the future.
但是你可以看到，当一个人年纪大，他属灵上有一个目标的时候，他的追求没有停止。
Then you can see that although one is advanced in age, but he still have a goal, a mission in life spiritually, then his pursuit has not yet ceased.
他还有一个属灵的理想。
He still have a spiritual dream.
要来承受神给他那一种属灵的丰盛。
To inherit the richness, abundance which God is to give him.
要去做一些事情来承受天国那一块地。
And he's going to do something in order to inherit the land in heaven.
这个是一个很值得效法的老年人。
This is an old man worthy of our imitation.
他还是有目标。
He still have a mission in mind.
还是一直在努力。
He is still working very hard.
所以我们再看15节。
Let's read verse 15.
希伯伦从前名叫基列亚巴亚巴是亚纳族中最大的人，于是国中太平，没有征战。这句话很重要。
And this verse is very important.
国中太平，没有征战。
The land has rested from war.
那个叫做完全的平安。
That's complete peace.
那个平安从哪里来？
Where would that peace come from?
是因为加勒靠着神把外族赶出去得胜了。
Because Caleb was victorious and he was able to drive out the foreign nations.
所以我们的年纪越大，应该缺点越少。
So the older we become, the less fault we should have.
为什么？
Why?
因为我们已经征战一辈子了。
Because we have been fighting for our whole life.
里面的外族一个一个杀掉了，所以应该缺点越来越少。
One by one, we've destroyed the foreign nations within us, so we should have less and less faults.
好，我们看14节。
Verse 14.
15章，加勒就把从那里赶出亚纳族的三个族长。所以加勒赶出三个族长。
So in chapter 15, verse 14, it tells us that Caleb drove out the three sons of Anak from there.
他就承受那一块地。
And so he inherited that land.
所以他生活很积极。
And he had a positive life.
目标很清楚。
And his mission was very clear.
这是值得我们效法的一种老年人的生活方式。
This is the lifestyle of an old man worthy of our imitation.
虽然我们大家都很年轻哦。
Although we are all still very young.
我们不要在属灵上变老年人，没有理想。
Don't become an old man spiritually speaking without a goal in mind.
应该有理想。
Must have a goal.
努力去承受那块地。
To strive hard to inherit the land.
神要给我们的。
This is what God is to give us.
所以从十三章开始一直到二十二章哈，都是在讲他们在分地。
So from chapter 13 to chapter 22, it talks about how they divide the land.
我们再看十八章。
Let's turn to chapter 18, verse 7.
利未人在他们中间没有份，因为供耶和华祭司的职分就是他们的产业。
But the Levites have no part among you, for the priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance.
祭司的职分就是他们的产业。
The priesthood of the Lord is their inheritance.
所以竟然职分是一种产业。
And so the priesthood or their work is their inheritance.
所以这个表示这很贵重啊。
So this means that it is very precious.
这是有价值的。
It is of high value.
所以我们在教会里面能够被神用啊，这是很宝贵的。
If it can be used by the Lord in the church, this is valuable indeed.
这个就是你的财产。
That is your inheritance.
所以我们在圣经里面这个观念确实给我们一种新的观念。
So this is a concept in the Bible.
好，那我们现在再来看二十一章。
Let's turn to chapter 21.
四十四节。
Verse 44.
四十三。
43.
这样，主将从前向他们列祖应许的全地赐给他们以色列人，他们就得了地为业，住在其中。四十四节。
21:44.
耶和华照着他们列祖起誓应许一切话，使他们四境平安。他们一切仇敌中没有一个人在他们站立得住。神把一切的仇敌交在他们手中。45节。
45.
神应许他赐给他们以色列的话，一句也没有落空，都应验了。神应许都应验了。
Whatever the Lord promised, it all came to pass.
什么应验？
How could it came to pass?
是在他们的努力当中。
It's a fruit.
把外族赶出去，得到那一块地。
Through the hard work, through the diligence in driving out the foreign nations.
所以信仰是一种恩典。
So our faith is a blessing.
富足是一种应许。
Richness or abundance is a blessing, is a promise.
这并不等于说你不要做什么，自然就来到。
But does not mean that you don't need to do anything and it will come to you automatically.
我们还是要去努力。
We still need to work hard.
你努力，神应许的就是你的。
When you work hard, whatever God has promised will become yours.
这个叫做恩典。
That's blessing. That's grace.
所以没有一句落空。
So none will fail.
这个表示他们努力的结果。
This represents the end result of their diligence.
那神帮助他们，所以一切应许就成全。
So all the promises have come to pass.
到了二十二章。
When we reach chapter 22.
耶稣要记二十二章。
Joshua 22.
现在耶稣要吩咐以色列百姓。
Now, Joshua addressed the congregation.
承受那个地以后应该要谨慎。
That after they take possession of the land, they must be careful.
我们来看23章。
Let's read chapter 23.
23章是最后的吩咐。
Chapter 23 is Joshua's farewell address.
当然第一节到开始就在提到神为他们征战。
In verse 1 onwards, from verse 1 onwards, Joshua recalled how the Lord worked for, fight for them.
但是23章的后面就提到要保有这一块流奶与蜜之地的条件。
In the latter part of chapter 23, it tells us the conditions of which they can maintain the piece of land.
我们看12节。
Let's read verse 12.
你们若稍微转去与中间所剩的这个国民联络，彼此结亲往来，十三节。
Verse
13. 你们确实知道，主你的神必不再将他们从间赶出去，他们要成为你们的网罗、基箭、眼中的刺，直到你们在神所示的美地灭亡。所以这个地方讲得很清楚。
And here it tells us very clearly.
如果他们没有遵守神的话，
if they did not obey the word of God,
这一块地还是会失去的。
They would lose the land.
真的后来他们失去了。
And in actual fact, they lose the land, and they were captured into Babylon.
所以我们内心的这一种神国的实现呢，要继续不断的警醒啊，亲近神，那我们就可以永远拥有。
So we can forever, eternally possess the land if we are cautious, we are alert to maintain it.
但是如果我们没有警醒，
But if we are not alert,
受到外界的影响，
If we are influenced by external factors,
信仰开始退步，
That our faith becomes backsliding,
那基督里面的丰盛，那牛奶与蜜之地就消失了。
Then the richness of the land flowing with milk and honey will disappear.
那如果再没有回头，可能将来天国那一块看不见的地也没有了。
If we do not take time to return, to turn back, then even the kingdom in heaven will be out of our grasp.
所以这个神的恩典也是有条件的，就是我们一定要靠着神时时警醒。
The blessing of God will come with a condition, and that is we must rely on Him and to be alert at all times.
常常遵守神的话。
To always keep the word of God.
我们就可以永远住在这一块地。
Then we can forever live in this land.
在那里享受神给我们的丰盛。
To enjoy the abundance which God has given us.
二十四章。
Chapter 24.
耶稣亚再一次的勉励他们。
Now once again, Joshua exhorted them.
24章有一句很著名的圣经节。
In chapter 24, there is a famous verse.
你们若以侍奉神不好，今日就要选择所要侍奉的，是你们列祖大河那一边侍奉的神，还是你们所住这地的亚摩利人的神？至于我跟我的家，我们必侍奉神。这里耶稣亚告诉他们。
Joshua told the people,
信仰是要选择的。
We have to make a choice in our faith.
我跟我的家，我们要侍奉神。
For me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
但是你们呢？
But for you,
你要选择。
It's up to you to choose.
所以我们在这个地方，就让我们来了解信仰的可贵。
And so in here, we are to appreciate the preciousness of our faith.
追求跟不追求有什么不同的后果？
So to realize the different results, which whether we pursue or not.
但是到最后，
but right at the end,
还是要做一个选择。
It's up to us to make a choice.
我们要怎么样来面对我们的信仰？
How are we going to face our faith?
耶稣要说，我们一定要侍奉神。
Joshua says, we will serve the Lord.
但是很可惜啊。你如果读到三十一节，
Unfortunately, if you continue to read to verse 31,
约书亚在世，和约书亚死以后，这一些知道神为以色列所行的诸长老还在的时候，以色列人就侍奉神。
After Joshua died, but while the elders who outlived Joshua, who had known all the works of the Lord, what he has done for Israel, they continue to serve the Lord.
这些人能够不断的帮助他们。提醒他们。
These people can continue to help the people, to help them.
很显然，这些人死了，他们信仰就开始倒退了。
But after these elders have died, then the faith of the Israelites backslide.
所以一些祸患、痛苦又来到。
So all these disasters, troubles, return.
这是约书亚最后对他们的一个吩咐。
So that's the last word of Joshua to them.
提醒神为他们所做大有能力的工作。
To remind them what great work God had done for them.
神所赐给他们的恩典。
The blessings of God.
也勉励他们。
And encourage them as well.
要服侍神。
To serve the Lord.
能够永远承受那个恩典。
So that they can take possession of the land forever.
这样的生活叫做一个得胜的生活。
So such a life would be called a victorious life.
是很清楚的目标。
We have a clear mission in life.
然后要完美的预备。
That we properly equip ourselves.
然后要实际的行动。
We take actions, concrete actions.
到最后来分这一块地。
That at the end we are able to divide the land.
来享受那牛奶与蜜的恩典。
To enjoy the blessings of the land flowing with milk and honey.
这样叫做得胜的人生。
So this is a life. This is a victorious life.